Today, we'd like to study the title of Against Moab in Book of Isaiah, chapter 15 and 16. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in chapter 15, verse 5, my heart will cry out for Moab. His fugitives shall flee to Zoar like a three-year-old heifer. For by the ascent of Luith, they will go up with weeping. For in the way over Horonaim, they will raise up a cry of destruction. Why does Isaiah cry out for Moab? Question 2. In chapter 16, verse 1, send the lamb to the ruler of the land from Selah to the wilderness, to the mounts of the daughter of Zion. What does it mean? Question 3, in verse 4, let my outcast dwell with you, O Moab. Be a shelter to them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortioner is at an end. Devastation ceases. The oppressors are consumed out of the land. What does it mean? Today, Isaiah made the prophecy against Moab, today Jordan. In 704 before Christ, the king of Assyria, Sargon, or his son Sennacherib, attacked and mostly destroyed Moab in 702 before Christ. In the reference of the Bible map, you may see Moab was in the east of the Dead Sea. The Moabites were descendants of Lot through his incestuous relationship with his father, his first daughter. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 36 and 37, thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of Moabites to this day. Moabites often oppressed Israel and invaded their land. In Judges chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, and the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord strengthened Eglon, king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. Then he gathered to himself the people of Ammon, and Amalek went and defeated Israel and took possession of the city of Palms. So the children of Israel served Eglon, king of Moab, 18 years. Here God used Moab as an instrument to judge. They fought against Saul, but were defeated in the 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 47. So Saul established his sovereignty over Israel and fought against all his enemies on every side against Moab. And against David, and was also defeated in the 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 2. Then David defeated Moab, forcing them down to the ground. He measured them off with a line or borderline. With two lines he measured off those to be put to death, and with one full line those to be kept alive. So the Moabites became David's servants and brought tribute. They brought tribute to Solomon's day, to northern kingdom Israel, stopped it by rebelling against Israel, which was conquered by Assyria in 722 before Christ. And then to a southern kingdom, Judah. So it is a prophecy against Moab in 704 before Christ. Isaiah has the burden of Moab's destruction for its pride against God and God's people and idolatry as well. Chapter 15, verse 1. The burden against Moab. So Isaiah has a burden against Moab because the reason here, in the night hour over Moab is laid waste and destroyed, because in the night cure of Moab is laid waste and destroyed. So our cure were southern cities of Moab, today Jordan. Verse 2. He had gone up to the temple and Dibon, to the high places to weep. Moab will wail over Nebo and over Medeba. On all their heads will be baldness and every beard cut off. So idols worship places, Nebo, Medeba, northern cities, all their heads and every beard. To shave head beard is a custom to express grief and mourning over the dead people. In some countries of Asia, like Israel, China, South Korea, Moab, and so on, unlike the Greek custom, for example, Corinthian men didn't do so. Then, verse 3, in their street, they will clothe themselves with sackcloth. Sackcloth is also a custom to express their grief and mourning over the dead people, actually killed by Assyrians. Assyrians attacked Moab by it. On the tops of their houses and in their street, everyone will wail or weep, weeping bitterly. Heshbon and Eleazar will cry out. Their voices shall be heard as far as Jahaz. Northern cities, Heshbon, Eleazar, northern city, Jahaz, a southern city in northern area. Therefore, the armed soldier over Moab will cry out. His life will be burdensome to him. Verse 5, my heart, or Isaiah's heart, will cry out for Moab. His fugitives, or his refugees, shall flee to Joah like a three-year-old heifer. So that is a virgin cow, 3 years old. For by the ascent of Ruth, they will go up with weeping. For in the way of Horonaim, they will raise up a cry of destruction. Here, Isaiah's compassion, even for enemy of Israel, like Jesus' heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43-44. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Pray for abusers and persecutors. Fugitives means refugees shall flee to Joah. Basically, Isaiah had a vision in the future. Actually, within 3 years, the Moabite will be destroyed by Assyrian. So at that time, Moabite flee to everywhere in Moab area, in the cities. So that time is that kind of broken heart or compassion heart to Moab's destruction. That's why my heart will cry out for Moab. Then verse 6, for the waters of Nimdim, water in the southern end of the Dead Sea. The springs are stopped by Assyria, will be desolate. Tetuah will be desolate, for the green grass has withered away, dried up, the grass fails, there is nothing green. Therefore, the abundance they have gained and what they have laid up. So Assyrians stole all the abundance to Assyrian's country. They will carry away to the brook of the willows, for the cry has gone all around the borders of Moab. It's a wailing, or it's a weeping to Eglon, and it's a wailing to Beer Elim, another city, for the waters of Dimon will be full of blood. So here, Assyrians killed a lot of civilians over Moab, so that's why full of blood, because I will bring more upon Dimon, lions upon him who escapes from Moab, and on the remnant of the land. So the residence area becomes the place of wild animals, such as lions. Chapter 16 now, send the lamb to the ruler of the land. Here, send the lamb is tribute. To the ruler of the land indicated Judah, likely Hezekiah, the king of Judah, in 704 before Christ. From Selah, Selah meaning rock, Selah to the wilderness, to the mount of the daughter of Zion. So Moab sent the lamb tribute to Judah for its protection from Assyrian attacks upon Isaiah's advice to Hezekiah, the king of Judah. So, first one, near future prophecy against Moab in 704 before Christ, but it will happen within 3 years, 702 before Christ. But now, verses 2 to 5, verses 2 to 5 switch it far future prophecy, not like a near prophecy within 3 years. This is far future, so prophecy about Israelite preservation in the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. So Great Tribulation stated by Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. Then flee to the mountains. Jesus also talking about that in Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 and 16. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, simply meaning abomination of desolation stand in the holy place, which idols standing in the holy place of the temple instead of the God. Whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountain, as Jesus said. Now, Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, in the middle of the week, talking about that, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city. So Daniel prophesied 70 times 7, 490 years are determined for Israel and your holy city, which means Jerusalem. Then Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. He, meaning Antichrist, shall make a covenant with Israel people for 7 years. But in the middle of the week, that is 3.5 years, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. So he, Antichrist, stopped sacrifice offering in the temple. And on the wing of abomination, abomination meaning hatred thing, which is idol, shall be one who makes desolate, the cause of the desolate destruction, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. So Antichrist makes a covenant with Israel for 7 years. Israel, the people, will think that he's the Messiah from beginning. But in the middle of the week, he stops the temple worship, putting the abomination of desolation in the temple. So they will flee to the mountains, to the wilderness, and God will preserve them for the last 3.5 years, then establishing the millennium kingdom on the earth. That's a basic background, verses 2-5. That's why we call the switched prophecy from near future prophecy to far future prophecy. So verse 2, for it shall be as a wandering bird. Wandering bird, brother means Israel, who flees to the mountains or wilderness, thrown out of the nest. So shall be the daughters of Moab. So today, Jordan people, at the falls of the Arun, or at the rivers of the Arun, take counsel, execute judgment, make your shadow like the night in the middle of the day, hide the outcast. Do not betray him who escapes. So Israel let Moab preserve Israel. Here, God uses Moab as an instrument to preserve Israel. Because the judge ages, God used Moab as an instrument to judge the evil against Israel. But here, God using Moab as an instrument to preserve Israel from Antichrist persecution. Then verse 4, let my outcast, New King James Version, M is capitalized, God's outcast. So that is fleeing Israelites. Fleeing Israelites dwell with you, O Moab. Be a shelter. So provide a shelter to them from the face of the spoiler. Spoiler indicating the Antichrist. The extortioner is at hand. Extortioner, forceful thief. Also another word of the Antichrist. Devastation seizes. The oppressors, the followers of the Antichrist are consumed out of the land. Verse 5, in mercy, the throne will be established. So the millennium kingdom will be established on the earth by the Lord Jesus Christ. And one will sit on it in truth in the tabernacle of David. So in the tabernacle of David, so David the line, Jesus Christ came out. So by the Lord Jesus Christ, millennial kingdom established. So verses 2-5, switch it for future prophecy about Israelite preservation in the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. Now, verse 6, return the near prophecy against Moab within 3 years here. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Here, his arrogance against God and God's people. So God resists the proud. God gives grace to the humble. Therefore, Moab shall weep for Moab. Everyone shall weep for each other. For the foundations of Kir Harash, that is southern big city of Moab, you shall mourn. Surely they are stricken by the Assyrians. For the fields of Heshbon is the city's the northern part, languish or weaken, and the vine of Sinmar, the lord of the nations, the soldiers of Assyrian king, have broken down its choice of plants, which have reached to Jazer, and wandered through the wilderness. Her branches are stretched out. They are gone over the sea. Here the sea means Dead Sea. Therefore, I will bewail or weep the vine of Sinmar with the weeping of Jazer. I will drench or make wet with my tears. So with tears, they got wet. Or Heshbon and Eleala, for battle cries have fallen over your summer fruit. So vine is a summer fruit and your harvest. Verse 10, gladness is taken away and joy from the plentiful field. In the vineyard there will be no singing, nor will be there shouting, nor treaders will tread out wine in the presses. I have made their shouting cease. In the harvest of grapes, the summer fruit, it was a custom like today, Italy, that they tread or trample with bare feet the grapes with the joyful singing, making the wine. So no more gladness, no more joyfulness. I have made, God made their shouting stop. Verse 11, therefore my heart shall resound like a harp for Moab. Here, Isaiah's compassion again, mourning, grief, like a sad melody of a harp for Moab. And my inner being for Kir heresy. And it shall come to pass, when it is seen that Moab is weary on the high place, or tired of idol worship place, that he will come to his sanctuary, idol sanctuary, to pray, but he will not prevail. He will not avail. So their worshiping, idol worshiping, is useless. So whatever troubles for us, we should ask only God, not anything else. So whatever troubles come, we should ask only God, not anything else. Verse 13, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning Moab since that time. But now the Lord has spoken, saying, within 3 years. So Isaiah made a prophecy, 740 before Christ, within 3 years. So which meaning? Before 701 before Christ, as the years of a hired man. So within 3 years after Isaiah prophesied in 704 before Christ, ejected time as the years of a hired man or employee. In fact, 702 before Christ, the Moab was almost completely destroyed. The glory of Moab will be despised with all their great multitude, and the remnant will be very small and feeble. So because of their idolatry, pride against God and God's people, so they will be very small and feeble. So here we got a lesson. God will take care of the enemy against God's people. So one example, book of Acts chapter 9, verse 4 to 5. Paul really persecuting Christian a lot. Then Jesus come out to Damascus. Jesus said, then Paul fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Paul, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Actually, Saul persecuting Christians, not Jesus himself directly, but Jesus considered him to persecute Jesus because Christians is Jesus' servants. So as he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Again, it is hard for you to kick against the goals. So therefore, as long as we work for God, we don't worry about fighting against our enemy. Rather than pray for the enemy, since our enemy is in fact God's enemy. So therefore, God handles the enemy. So let's see, you know, each question answer. In chapter 15, verse 5, "My heart will cry out for Moab. His fugitive shall flee to Zora like a three-year-old heifer. For by the ascent of reeds, they will go up with weeping. For in the way of Horonaim, they will raise up a cry of destruction." Why does Isaiah cry out for Moab? Even if Moab was an enemy against Judah, but Isaiah had compassion. So that's why Isaiah is crying out Moab's destruction to be, because of Moab's idolatry and pride against God and God's people. Question 2, in chapter 16, verse 1, "Send the lamb to the ruler of the land, from Selah to the wilderness, to the mount of daughter of Zion." What does it mean? That is indicating Moab's, for Moab's protection from Assyrian attack, Moab gave a tribute to Judah, the land, and to the mount of daughter of Zion. That's indicating. Question 3, in verse 4, "Let my outcast dwell with you, O Moab, be a shelter to them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortioner is at an end. Devastation ceases, the oppressors are consumed out of land." What does it mean? This prophecy part future, the Israelites' preservation by Moab, or today Jordan people, from Antichrist persecution. So basically providing a shelter. So the Moab, that's a prophecy. Now, Brother Rick, he'll lead a song in conclusion, then we pray.